Kevin felt a nervous shiver move through him. He had expected the weekend to be an adventure, but he had to ask himself, how well did he really know these guys? He'd met them just 4 months ago. Before that, he'd known them only by reputation. Two college dropouts with mysterious means of income and nonconformist lifestyles. Warning bells were going off, but Kevin was doing his best to ignore them. He reminded himself that he was there to see the fight, maybe get in a little gambling. Besides, the warning bells had been installed by his parents. Maybe it was time Kevin started to take some risks with his life. So Fisher's not taking the limo with us. He's got his own ride, Martinez said, falling silent as Dino Territoli climbed into the seat next to him and shut the passenger door. The lanky man tapped on the rosewood divider with two ringed fingers, and the limo pulled away from the curb. The scenery outside was mostly highway, chemical plants, and industrial warehouses, so Kevin had little to distract him from the two wild cards seated across from him. It was obvious that Martinez and the casino employee had spent a fair amount of time together. From what Kevin could gather through their staccato patter, Dino had been Martinez's host. That word again, pregnant with meaning Kevin didn't pretend to understand, at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas until 6 months ago. Then Dino had been bought out by the Tropicana in Atlantic City and had brought many of his high rollers with him. Evidently Martinez, or Kim as Dino knew him, was one of these high rollers. Certainly Martinez seemed to have the jargon down pat. It was as though he and the host had a private vocabulary, rife with words like comp, whale, action, and RFB. After 20 minutes, Kevin couldn't stifle his curiosity any longer. What exactly does a host do, anyway? Maybe a little blunt, but it seemed like a good place to start. Martinez didn't seem to mind the interruption. It gave him a chance to take a closer look at the minibar. Dino offered a smile, not exactly condescending, but it was obvious he had pegged Kevin as a sidekick. Nothing more.
We do whatever it takes. We make your stay as pleasant as possible. We bring the big players to our casino, and we make sure they keep coming back.
Simple enough. Maybe Kevin was making an idiot of himself, but he had been brought up by a scientist and born with an engineer's mind. He liked to ask questions, and he liked to be thorough. And what's a big player? Martinez had a bottle of vodka in one hand and was searching for orange juice in the refrigerator beneath the bar. If he was concerned by the conversation, he wasn't showing it.
That depends on the casino, Dino answered. Usually there's a sliding scale. If you're betting $25 a blackjack hand or a roll of the dice, a pull on the slots, a spin of the roulette wheel, you get a special room rate and a smile from the desk clerk. $75 a hand, you might get a free room. $150 maybe RFB. That's room, food, beverage. But if you're a high roller, betting $5, $10, $20,000 a stay, you're going to get the full treatment, a ride from the airport, a bucket of champagne waiting for you next to your jacuzzi, and a guy like me to make sure everything runs smoothly.